Yo, it's Galva. Yes, thank you for joining me. Thank you for joining my show today. What I've been getting is awesome. It's out of this world. I have about 26 estimated listeners. Do you know what it is for 26 people to be listening to you twice a week, Mondays and Fridays, religiously? It's out of this world. So thank you very much. I have over 100 lessons. I don't know. It's just simply amazing. Thank you all. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And thank you for spreading the gospel. Yes, so let's get down to business. My lockdown so far. Lockdown. See, it's when things like this happen that you appreciate the little things. Things like freedom, that you're not in the prison. Things like going out. Things like going to buy suya that you just get once in a week. Now, before we could get suya anytime. But now, do you understand? Because you can't get suya anytime. Like, where's the money, sir? Things like going to work, things like getting money. We like underestimate these things, but it's when we get locked down like this that, you know, things like this start showing and we start like, thank God for life, thank God for everything. But it's okay. We shall persevere. We will learn and we'll keep on holding on. So let me get down to business. My week so far, it's been quite slow, you know, just doing the monotonous thing, going back and forth, listening to music, watching TV, the religion, blah blah blah, all this back and forth on monotonous thing. Yeah. But one thing that that has gotten to me is the lag I got in the summer body program thing. When I see summer body program, some people are telling me, yeah, they are building summer body without the hope for summer. See, I have hope and I'm going to build this summer body. So there was a snag in the summer body program. I think I sprained my arm. Yeah, my left arm. Excessive push-up. Yeah. I'm doing 250. I bumped it up to 250. I think my hand could not take it. And now I think I have an injury and I don't know when I'm going to come back. So well, we will do the belly and we'll do small push-up. I will do the quads. Now my quads are looking mad. It's all good. It's all good. Yes. What is happening around me? I just saw this afternoon and it is getting to me. It is getting to me. I am laughing and I'm not laughing. I am happy and I'm angry at the same time. I am disappointed again and I'm eager on the other hand. Why? Am I a bugger and SARS? From what I saw, MI was on live with Black Bones, IG live. We have a lot of those live things happening these days because of the quarantine thing. Yeah. So MI was on live with Black Bones. And when he was alive, I think he bought a story of SARS. Like when SARS was the, you know, was when SARS was everybody's meat. When SARS was everybody's meat. Like they took, I mean, SARS was even junior. It wasn't everybody's mate. It was everybody's junior. And he took SARS to the club and, you know, SARS could not, like, expect to see the girls you saw. And then he messed his trousers. He ejaculated. The thing is, last, it happens to the best of us. You understand? You take a child to a candy shop and you see how their eyes go up and down. Like, that's how the thing is. It happens to the best of us. Yeah. It's funny. It's a funny story. It's actually a story you can laugh off. Yeah, you understand. But as my guy could, you're not supposed to talk out for outside. Not anybody here. Do you understand? And being that SARS is a well-known, you know, well-known person, and MI is a well-known person, and you know, we have people like listening to that live, and we have people recording lives, and we have people to get distributing these lives. It's definitely going to trend, and you get, it's one of those like, let them play your bad tape for outside, be people here washing the bad linen outside. It's not supposed to be so. Yeah, Emma, I'm quite disappointed. I'm disappointed. Like, normally it's supposed to be like, geez, where everybody, yeah, laughing off and then go on. Do you understand? If things like this happen, I tell people to do like the governor of UB State when his sex tape leaked. He was like, and so what? And the thing died. But yeah, SARS came out and insulted Emma. Says, you stupid for stupendo, blah, 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 blah. The thing is, SARS and Emma are fighting, and then Vector is trending. Vector, Judas, rather not. See, I'm eager because I know there might be these tracks flying all about. I know people will talk and the celebrity, like SARS has a lot of people. Do you understand? Emma has a lot of people. I know people, the Twitter advocates now are there fighting on behalf of people that don't even know they exist. So, yeah, we are just there with popcorn, watching and waiting for a diss track or two. I'm happy, Amiga, but I'm quite disappointed. Am I not supposed to do that? But at the same time, you understand? So, why engage him? You're right, though, but why engage him? And so what if I ejaculate? It happens to the best of us. End of story. But we love the controversy. It might bring a diss track or two. So what the hell? We move. Okay, another thing that has been trending on my timeline on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook is the issue of Brito Paper Publishing House and the assistant editor who I think resigned because of, you know, he pulled his story, the story he did about the Bello Erify thing. You see, Bello Erify, it's trending, it's making the after. Let's move on. See, when his resignation started trending, when people started withdrawing, bringing back their awards that Brito Paper gave them, blah blah blah, when things have happened, a lot of these activists, I stand, I did this, I do this, died, move, blah blah blah, this and that, this and that, this and that, plenty things, like everybody, every activist was on his side, this and that, this and that. And that is how we do. Humans, we judge quickly. We don't hear the other side and everything. People start castigating British people and all. And then the editor, the chief editor, the editor-in-chief, she did her own statement. I read the statement. See, it's actually one of the most brilliant papers I've read in a while. This woman went all and out and showed him where he messed up. Do you understand? See, it was all encompassing, and at the end of the day, people started seeing it from looking from another side. I don't know, activists, like, I'm not against anybody who's an activist, yeah, but the thing is, why would you come back and be making problems, start exhibiting hate on things that are not worthwhile? You know, we do that a lot. We don't listen. The moment it offends our principle in code, we just go all out without listening to, you know, what is there and what is not there. Like, listen to the other side. We should do better, please. Yeah, but you know, everybody, all right. So another thing, I finally watched A Fall from Grace. I don't know why people castigated that movie, but I really enjoyed the movie. There was a story behind it. Stories that, you know, till today, I tell people that these, no matter how bad a movie is, there is actually a story, unless it's very, 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 very bad. Yeah. But there is actually a story behind this. Bad friends, you actually know people, and I don't know, there might be a little snag in the storyline, the thing wasn't connecting at some point. Yeah, woohoo. But there's a storyline. People actually watch, what do you call it, 50 Shades of Grey, and you tell me that you're watching A Fall from Grace and the movie is not. See, A Fall from Grace will teach you what 50 Shades of Grey, you know, won't teach you, unless you're into BDSM. Barry must distribute money, Barry distribute some money, blah blah blah. Unless you're into that kind of thing, sadomasochism, I can't even pronounce it. Unless you're into that, you know, but sure, do you? Yeah, so another thing, I'm in need of a skincare routine. A skincare routine that will match my summer body so that I'll come out of this thing flawless. So anybody who listens, you know how we can like do a skincare routine without with home ingredients and ingredients that are not very hard to find, please help a brother out. Hook a brother up. I need this in my life. I need it right now. It's not every day you get a 3-month holiday. It's not every day you get you get a 3-month holiday from work and sit at home to just repair your mind, repair your life, repair your everything. We won't take that for granted. We come out flawless, so boost our chances. Do you understand? So that in any case, I'm not praying. No. In any case, the whole quarantine thing happens again in the future, we'll be quarantining with B this time. So we need to boost that chances, those chances. So please help a brother out. We need that. So it brings me to my topic of the day. So over the week, I saw this thing again trending on Twitter. It's about an influencer. They call her Yau Tika Body, who I think she put she's an influencer. She has the sultry pictures and this and that, and like she gets a lot of male attention. And one thing happened was that she was getting those male attention, like plenty on a certain day, and then her husband came out to retort, and people thought he was looking for a babe. Do you understand? And then he came out and he was like, she's not even his babe, she's his wife, and this and that and that, blah 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 blah. And people were telling him that he told his wife could not stop, and he's coming to tell people to regulate what they say, blah 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 blah. And the question is, okay, she's his wife, she's an influencer, he knew before he got married to her, he knew what she was doing, he knew what was bringing money to her, and then he got married to her. The question is, why are you complaining now? How can you get married to a butcher and then you come and start complaining that the butcher's clothes is always bloody? You knew what you're getting into. Like literally. But my guy is, I don't know, and it happens to a lot of guys. Like you see a girl, like you see her, like she's maybe a PR analyst or maybe a journalist or maybe a doctor. Like they don't have like a specific amount of, they're not a civil servant that come stop work from a certain period of time and start work at a certain period of time. But this one, she does, you know, different erratic timing, and then you come and when you get married, you come and start complaining. Bros, please, you should have known that this person, this is the kind of life. So my question is, if you know your wife is an influencer on Twitter, you know what it entails, you know the kind of things, the kind of talk, the kind of mode of dressing, the kind of pictures that person will bring, you saw before you got married to that person, to what extent can you go to regulate her interaction on social media? Like, when you see this guy, like, what extent? This story has played up like several times on social media. People will get married and collect her phone, or you see change her number, or see, it's all bullshit. To my own mind, it's to my own opinion, it's because how can you get that kind of, know the kind of person you're getting married to, and then come and start misbehaving when the person starts showing their true color, or maybe continues their life? You just can't stop somebody that maybe has been doing something for like 5-10 years, and then you just come and get married and then say stop today. It won't be possible. Well, it's possible if you follow it like a well-guided routine, but you just top them on a one-day basis, I don't think it's going to be possible. And a lot of guys, they do that, and then you get, maybe you see a wife, your wife is an Instagram model and this and that and that, and then you come and say no more snapping my picture. Will it be possible? Go possible. So just let's be guided. But yeah, that's my own opinion. What is your own opinion? If you are a husband or your wife to an Instagram celebrity or Twitter celebrity, an influencer, social media influencer, to what extent can you regulate his or her interactions on social media? Would that even be allowed? Well, do let me know. So, and that will bring me to the end of my show this week. Thank you very much. Please stay safe, take care, wash your hands, and stay at home, stay safe. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.